Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello? Hello. Hey. Welcome to Life with No Warning.
Hey guys, welcome to a new episode of Life with No Warning. I'm your host, Issa, the best host in the whole world. And we're gonna start talking. Because it's a need, it's a must. You for real don't know how much this actually helps me in my life. Currently I'm ghosting my therapist a little bit. Would you consider her my therapist? I don't know, but she's been sending me texts and she's like, hey, like, girly, when is like your next session gonna be? And I'm like, I answer in my head, but I don't physically answer, and it's quite fucking rude, but what can you do? I'm feeling a little bit crazy in my head and I can't. So yeah, I'm ghosting her. I'm so sorry if you're seeing this or listening to this. You know, life's crazy and sometimes I just want to talk to a camera instead of a person. So, don't mind the sheets, guys. For the ones who are only listening, I am currently sleeping. Well, I'm on a naked bed. No sheets, no nothing. Just living life raw. As we should all do. Honestly, just to start off the podcast, I could sleep like this. What's the point of sheets? You know what I mean? Like, we have un colchón, we have a mattress. What's up with sheets? Is it to give it more spice, to give it more decor to our room? Like, who started it? Why is it like a staple, like a need to cover a mattress if the mattress is what is actually the thing that we're actually using and the rest is just decor? Anyways,
you.
I feel kind of awkward today because I'm currently, it's the first episode that I'm filming in my actual like au pair family's house, and I feel like you can hear everything, which is kind of making me nervous, but you know, what can we do? Wait, pause. I'm gonna go put my hat on. I finally understand men and why they need hats, because if you're a girly that has short hair, hats are a staple piece in your wardrobe because it actually helps you in every single way. Also, it's like currently raining really, really hard. So if you hear water, just pretend it's like ambiance. Where do I start? There's many, many things that I want to talk about. I just feel so cozy right now. Like, it's raining. You can hear, like, the little drops of rain on the little, like, windowsill. Like, it's a vibe. It's a vibe, and I'm here for it. Also, my friends invited me to go drink at a bar tonight. But honestly, I've been feeling so lazy, so tired. I think my iron B12, whatever, is, like, so bad to the point where, like, not even coffee is helping me, and coffee is actually really bad. I have low iron, so I'm doing a reverse psychology to my, you know what, let me just shut the fuck up. Let's get into it. I wanted to talk about the fact that I went to like a club, I guess you could say, for the first time here in Paris with a friend. Let me just say, it was the scariest experience of my life. So many creepy men were going up to us. And events happened with, like, people surrounding us. You know what? Let me give a little bit of context. This was, like, a party bar. Club, I guess. And they were, like, marketing it as, like, reggaeton night. Like, and I was like, oh my god, reggaeton. Like, I need some Latino music. Like, I need something Spanish. Because The funny thing here is that usually, I don't really look for people that speak Spanish. Like, I'm okay with people that only speak English, but for some reason, I'm like feeling the need to find someone who speaks Spanish, and I just want to talk and talk and talk and like talk about things, just like things that a lot of people here, I haven't been able to talk to about. So basically I was like, oh my God, reggaeton night. Like, this is the night. It's going to be so good. So I was ready. I was like putting my best outfit on. I bought like this lingerie set. There's like a dress, but I made it into a shirt. So it was my DIY shirt. Let me just say that DIY shirt did not last long. Literally entered those doors and that shit broke, which was, you know, a struggle, but we could manage it. Basically, it was like an international party. Like, they were marketing as reggaeton, but it's also like a group where all these like international people from different places, you could be an au pair, you could go like be a student and you're trying to look for friends. So I was ready. I was pumped. I was going to meet with another friend, but at the end she like stayed with her friend. We didn't like, oh my God. And the thing that sucks is that my friend actually won the giveaway of like getting a free bottle, but I don't have internet on my phone, so I didn't see her message. And so we could have gone on a bottle and we didn't get it. Anyways, so I go to this party. The party is not good. Like, it starts off us walking into the doors, just seeing just men watching a football game. Yeah, a football game. But it was so terrifying because the second that we went inside that bar, literally nightmares. Wait, someone's calling me. Hey. What happened?
Girl.
What?
Girl. I'm going crazy.
What happened?
Because I was talking with this boy. Uh-huh. And we set up a date. And I thought it was tomorrow at 8. And it's now.
No.
I'm coming. Yeah. And I'm like in my pajamas. Dirt as fuck. Like,
shit.
My hair looks like shit. I don't know what to do. I'm like running.
Girl, go, go. I am so sorry for that brief little intermission. My friend, literally, she had a date today and she did not know. Like, she thought it was for tomorrow, but it's for today. So she was calling me and I was like, girl, like, what are you doing calling me? You have to go get ready. anyways, what was I going to say? Oh, right. So the first thing we do, like, we're going inside this club, we're, like, happy, we're getting excited, we can hear a little bit of music, but the first thing that we see is just a room full of men just watching the football / soccer game that's happening right now, and we're, like, oh my God, did we just, like, the good thing is, like, everything was free, so, like, the entry was free, but, like, still, we were, like, was this a good choice? So anyways, we go downstairs to, like, the smoking place because my friend wanted to smoke. And we started talking, having a little chit-chat, and then all of a sudden, two guys come up to us. And they're like, oh my God, like, where are you guys from? Like, guess where we're from? And just, like, you know, talking and shit. And then, I don't know, like, from there, it kind of told us how the night was gonna go. What events were gonna happen. They're just talking to us. The guy fully, you know what fucking sucks about having really hot friends is that everyone just like kind of uses you as a duff, and like I low-key I'm happy for my friends, but at the same time it makes me feel like shit. It makes me feel like I can't even express what I'm feeling every time I go out with my friends. But anyways, like, the guy, he was like not even looking at me, and I'm like, oh, like, do you want me to leave? Do you just... That's the thing that I don't like about men. It's like they make it obvious when they're not interested in you, and you're just like, oh my God, like, I'm not even interested in you, but I want to create a connection as a friend basis. You can make eye contact with me, like, I'm not gonna fucking kill you, so make eye contact. And I force myself to make eye contact. Like, that's not natural for me, but I know that it's good for socializing. Anyways, this guy's like, so, like, where are you guys from? Like, oh my God, you speak Spanish? I'm like, yes. Great. And then my friend is like, you know what? You want to go dance? I'm like, yes. And I leave. I run. I go up to the dance floor and we start, you know, looking around. We have our first drink and then we start dancing. Like, the music is good. There's like 2-3 songs of reggaeton. I'm like, okay, it's like good. They didn't put Young Miko, which is crazy to think that they didn't put Young Miko. so we just start dancing. We're just having a good time. And then all of a sudden, Slenderman starts looking at me from across the room. Like, I'm dancing, I'm having a good time, and then all of a sudden I turn around and I see literally a Slenderman person looking at me, and he looks old. And that's the creepy part, if you really think about it. This is meant for students. This is meant for, like, au pairs, young people. This dude, he looked like he was in his mid-30s. And it was just, like, he started, like, dancing, like, literally grinding on me, like, super close to me. And I, in the moment, I was a little bit tipsy. I was a little bit tipsy. Like, not that tipsy. Like, I was still in control. I understood what I was doing. Like, I was conscious of my actions. Like, I wasn't fully, like, socializing with everybody. I just, like, I was, like, fully aware. But he starts grinding. I'm like, okay, let's start dancing. But that's the thing with me. I'm very naive. I only think, wait, someone sent me a message. I only think people want to talk to me because they want to be friends. But, so I was like, you know what, let's, you know, dance a little bit. And he's like, hey, like, what's up? I'm from here. I'm from France. Like, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, I'm from Ecuador. And he's like, oh, wow. Like, where? Quito? I'm like, no, Guayaquil. And then, you know, basically a conversation. And my friend was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to the bathroom. I'm like, girl, you know, why did you do this? Like, why are you going to leave me here? And he was like, telling me shit, and I was, like, just nodding and smiling, and I was like, and I was like, you know what, I gotta go, and he's like, okay, it's fine. From that moment on, this dude, this man, grown man, was looking at me from a distance. I would, like, be dancing with my friend, we would, like, go away from him, and he would, like, come closer and closer. You know those TikToks of, like, POV, like, a guy trying to, like, hit on you in the club? Like, he was literally fully on doing that, and I hated every moment. I wanted to disappear. I wanted to leave. And my friend was like, girl, like, you have to let them know. I'm like, yes, I know, but, like, I don't know how to do that. She's like, just ignore him. And then my friend was like, you know what? Like, she fully went into his face, and he's like, no, you know what? You got to stop. You got to leave right now. Like, we don't want you to be here. And he's like, oh, okay. And then part two of going down to smoke, my friend and I, we go down, and then we bump into these two French dudes. And this other guy, one of the guys, he looked like a full-on rapper. He's a singer, actually, because he started following me on Instagram, and I saw his Instagram, and he's a singer. But he's, like, you know, the full, like, rapper, like, braids, and, like, he had, like, sunglasses on. Like, I think he had grills on. I'm not sure. But he was like, hey, girlies, like, how are you? Speaking in French. And I'm like, girl, like, I don't speak French like that. And then he's, like, started talking in English. And he's like, oh, you speak Spanish. And he's like, yo hablo Spanish. And then we started arguing because I was like, you don't say Spanish in Spanish. You say Español. And then he's like, no, what are you talking about? And, you know, we started, like, having a good, like, friendship vibe, you know what I mean? And then his friends come along, and, like, they start, like, going super close into my face, like, our faces. And then my friend is like, oh, like, c'est mon copine. Like, she's my girlfriend. And then one of the guys is like, what? Girlfriend? Like, are you sure? It doesn't look like it. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, so how do you communicate? Because my friend was, like, saying, like, she doesn't know how to speak English very well, like, only French. Just, like, play along. And then the guy, he's like, what do you mean your girlfriend and your girlfriends, like, it just doesn't make sense because she doesn't speak English, but you only speak English and not French. And I'm like, yeah, but we've been, like, you don't need to, like, communicate, you just, you know, kiss and shit, and that's all that you need, just, like, making like a little joke. And he's like, no, I don't believe you. I'm like, are you sure about that? And then the joke went on and on and on. And this man fully believed it, I think, for a couple seconds. And then we were like, you know what? We gotta go upstairs. Anyways, the night was like that. Just, like, creepy people coming up to us. Like, drunk little boys. Like, people pretty much looked really young. And my friend was like, this night is not a good night. Like, people are creepy. Oh, my God. And then fully, like, literally in the beginning, like, people were just now starting to drink. There was a couple literally aggressively making out, almost F-U-C-K-ing in front of everyone. Like, there was, like, a table, and they were fully laying on it, and the girl was on top of the guy, like, grinding on him. Like, basically, like, if she could snap her fingers and make and become, like, naked, like, she would be able to do that, like, in the moment. Like, and then their friends were just watching, and I was like, girl, like, if I was, like, the friend of that girl, I would tell her, hey, snap out of it. Like, you're in a club right now. Everyone's watching you. Get your shit together. But then, you know, finally someone, like, grabbed the girl, and they were like, okay. But they still started making out. And honestly, I wish Loki was me. Not the part where, like, grinding and shit, but to the point where, like, I wanted to make out with someone. But I just found out how picky I am when it comes to men. Maybe I have to analyze some shit for myself, because I walk to a club and every single girl in that club is so pretty. But when it comes to the guys, like, none of them were good looking. It was crazy to me. I was like, what the fuck? I'm in Paris. I'm in France. And no one looks good. What is going on with life right now? Like, if I were to go to a club in Mexico, I think I would find more hot people than here. Isn't that crazy to think? I always told myself, like, no, like, Mexico just doesn't have good people, like, good-looking people. I'm so sorry. But now that I see it, it's like, it honestly, there's way hotter people in Mexico than here for now, what I've seen. But no hate. Like, no hate, guys. Like, no hate. Like, I love every single person in this whole world. But, you know, except, like, Donald Trump and, like, other subjects like that. But anyways, what I was saying was that there was no man that I liked. I was like, like, this night is going to be so fucking bad. And all the creepy guys were coming up to us. Like, there was, like, these two kids that looked really young, but I think they were, like, 20-something. And they were, like, completely drunk, like, talking to us. It was just so bad. And then we go to the bathroom because I had to pee. But when we're going downstairs, this guy is cleaning the stairs. And we're just like, okay, just casually normal. But then my friend, she passes by and she's like, what did I just see? You know what she saw? She saw shit on the stairs. Someone shit on the stairs. I've been drunk before. I'm gonna be completely honest. I've peed a little bit, right? But someone getting drunk to the point where they have to shit their pants really badly, that they start shitting on the stairs. Like, I want to know how this person feels, what was going on in their head when that happened. Like, that is so crazy to think that someone had to clean up someone's shit that was on the stairs. That is actually so fucking weird. Also, I wanted to talk about the fact how, like, side note, how Mark Zuckerberg, the creator of Facebook, have you seen his glow up right now? This man grew out his curls and his beard, and now he looks good. He actually looks kind of good. And I'm talking to this guy, and I'm like, okay, he looks good in this picture. But he was like, I've been telling people that he looks good forever. And I'm like, what do you mean forever? He's looked really bad most of his life, and now, just now, he's looking good. Like, what are you talking about, like, him being good-looking always? No, but, like, I'd low-key hit. Other side note, tomorrow is gonna be the day. Today, my friends are like, guys, we have to go, you know, bar hopping. And I'm like, yeah, but if you really think about it, I can't, because I have to organize stuff. I'm literally currently filming my episode. I should have filmed this, like, 2 days ago, but I didn't. And I want to edit today, because tomorrow morning, I'm going to go to Paris really, really early. I'm going to meet up with a friend, Ceci, the one that just called. And we're going to go to the flea markets. We're going to look for cute little clothes. If not, also, let me just say, like, add this other thing. Flea markets here are expensive. I don't know if it's because of the locations, but yeah, that was so expensive, and I don't think I'll ever go. That's why currently I'm on TikTok. Not currently, but, you know, I'm going to be looking on TikTok for, like, the cheapest flea market places, locations in Paris. But that's the plan. Like, we're going to go there, and then at night we might go to a club that has 6 floors, which is crazy to think about. And I'm, like, organizing with another girl from Colombia to, like, meet up with my other friends. It's going to be so fun. And she has an apartment there, which is a lifesaver. Like, it's everything that I need because I live in Saint-Germain, which is like 30 minutes away by train, and the last train leaves from Paris to like Saint-Germain back at 12:55 a.m., which is so early if you really think about it. So early if you're trying to go out. And so I am trying to make friends apart from like just having an apartment, but like having having a friend plus an apartment is a game changer. Because I met Sarah, the girl that I went to the international party with, and I stayed at her house. Oh my God, I feel like this episode is all over the place, but this is what I'm thinking right now. This is what my brain chemistry is giving me. Whatever. I don't even make sense. But she has an apartment, and so we danced. Okay, we arrived to the party at 11:30 p.m., and we danced until 5 a.m. We arrived at her house at 6 a.m. The fact that there were just, like, a bunch of creepy people. Like, imagine if there was, like, hot guys. Dude, quiero ligar con alguien. I want to talk to someone. No relationship shit. You know what? My last relationship really fucked me up. That I don't think... No, but I don't want to be a part of, like, that group of people from our generation that just can't be in a relationship. Like, I need to heal myself. I'm not looking to be in a relationship right now. If I fall into a relationship with a beautiful, amazing, kind person, okay, good for me. But for now, honestly, I just want to have fun and not think about it. But at the same time, like, if someone tells me, like, I love you or, like, I want you to be my girlfriend, I think I would break down into tears. Because just thinking about being in a relationship after the last one that I was in, I feel like the last one just ruined my whole view in relationships, and I am overthinking it way too much than I should be. So I don't know. Relationships kind of scare me, but what can I say? What can I say? Anyways, so the plan is like to go to this club that has like 6 floors, and it's going to be so fun. Also, tomorrow's 420. 420, guys. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. I'm like remixing right now. I don't know. I also met this one guy called Sid that he wants to make a podcast too, which low-key, he's like trying to copy me. Because I'm the only person in the world right now that is on the podcast grind. No one else is doing this shit. Just me. And so I was not surprised when I heard Sid wanted to make a podcast. Like, also, I'm so sad at the fact that I had a friend called, you know what, I'm just going to call him out, Sebastian. He has a beautiful voice. Like, his voice is so deep. And he made, like, little demo podcast episodes, and he sent me some. And, oh my God, like, if he had a podcast, I would listen to it every single time he posted it, because it's so satisfying. Like, I would fall asleep to his voice. So yeah, this is just like a side note. If you're listening to this, Sebastian, I miss you a lot, and you should make a podcast show, because I know for a fact a lot of people would listen to it. And just like make like a sleeping podcast, talk about your music, your instruments, and trust me, people are gonna love it. They're gonna eat it up. They're gonna eat it up, and it's gonna be good. Also, what else? No, but I can't believe the fact that someone literally pooped on the stairs. Like, I feel so bad for them. I know, for some reason, I'm hinting at the fact that it was a girl, because it was, like, full on just a piece of poop. Like, this person must have been wearing a skirt or a dress. So, and I can just, like, imagine the situation going on. I just feel so bad for the people that are working there, because they have to clean human shit. Like, ugh. But, oh my God. Will I be able to go out with my friends today? I don't think so, because I am being an adult right now, and I have to get stuff done. I think I'm gonna, you know, edit this episode right now after recording it, which is so surprising for me. I think the worst part about having a podcast is the editing, because I mumble and I stutter a lot, and so it really is just my fault, and I make my job harder. But guys, I need to make this my job. I need to make this job. I love this. Don't get me wrong. I love it. But if it gave me money, that would be a plus. That would be a plus. So, can I take a picture of you, please? Stay right there. You look so cute. Yes. I'm going to send it to you through a WeTransfer link, so the quality is going to be good. You don't have to worry about that. I got you. What else? You know what I really want? I want my friend Maya, the one that I went to Mexico City. Like, she lives in Mexico City, and I went to visit her. And Maya, we filmed, like, 2 episodes together. I want Maya to be here so bad because I know she would bring the energy up. It's going to be so amazing. Also, I love going out. I love going out. Don't get me wrong. I've been going out more than I've ever in my whole life currently. But it's like, it gives me awareness at the fact that I don't have energy ever. No energy, no caffeine, no nothing is going to make me have a popping personality if it's not alcohol. And that's really bad. But the good thing is that I know I'm not going to get addicted to alcohol. I just know it helps me and it improves me. So I get very anxious whenever I'm going to meet people and I'm completely sober because I overthink way too much. I am actually starting to, like, not overthink. I'm just starting to, like, blabber and just say whatever I'm thinking. But sometimes I do tend to just think a lot before I talk, which is not a bad thing. It's actually, like, it depends on the situation. Like, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. But people tend to see me as a boring person. And whenever I hang out with people, I get to analyze myself. And I'm like, oh, shit, like, people don't go up to me because I'm way too shy. How did we get into this topic? We were talking about, like, people pooping, and now I'm talking about how I'm aware that I'm so boring because I see so many people having fun. I have friends, like, in the party, like, my friend was making friends super fast, and, like, those girls were vibing, like, having the same energy as her, and then she saw me, and I'm just, like, awkwardly dancing there, like, my energy was already low. Like, it was also, like, 4 a.m. at this point, so, like, I was so tired, but still, like, I don't think I'll ever match someone's energy, or I'm never gonna find a good friend that actually loves me for who I am. Or I just don't feel like people are gonna like me because I'm boring like that. That's so bad, but it's true. We were having fun and I'm here overthinking. I hate being closed off so much, you know? Like, I want to be open to just say and think whatever I want to think, and, like, have someone like that energy and want to be my friend. Like, I don't have a best friend. Or my best friend lives in Mexico, like, so far away from me currently. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll never have a best friend. Maybe I will never become... You know what's my biggest nightmare? I'm never going to become someone's bridesmaid. Guys, I don't have connections like that with women or men. Especially men. Never with a man. Never with a man. Not because I don't like men. Just because... I've talked about this before, but they scare me. I don't feel comfortable. I only feel comfortable if a man... Oh. The light. I knew it was going to happen. I only feel comfortable with men if they give off feminine energy. And they make me feel so safe. Like, my friend Sebastian, like, we would go in the car, we would have our little drives, and I felt the calmest I've ever felt. Like, I didn't feel pressured. It was, like, nice. Like, I would usually hang out with him when I was, like, really, really tired, because it was, like, late at night. Like, 9 p.m., I'm already, like, tired. But we would just talk about stuff, and it was, like, normal. It was fine. But if I were to go to, like... je ne sais pas. Oh my god. Ugh, je ne sais pas. I don't know how to explain it. Je ne sais pas. Guys. Wait, it's been 3 weeks. No, it's my second week. Only my second week. Only my second week here in France. Anyways, what was I saying? No, like, I like guys that give off feminine energy. Like, it's a need for me. And I usually... When a guy comes up to me, I instantly think it's just going to be a friendship. Like, they're not flirting with me. I'm not pretty enough for someone to come flirt with me. so we're gonna be besties. But then they give off like those like, oh, like they want to kiss me vibes, and I'm like, and I just don't want to talk to them ever again, and I want to leave. I want to leave. I want to go on a date so bad. I want to go on a date so bad. Like, my friends, like, literally, my friend Ceci, the one that I was on the phone call right now, she's going on a date. It's her second date here already. Like, I want to be her. I want to go on a date. But trust me, I am so picky. Not even Bumble is helping me. I deleted Tinder because Tinder, no. I had one success story. Never again I'm going to find another success story. Bumble, there's no one. What am I going to do? I want to find someone. I want to find a Paris bae so he can show me around Paris, because I am so scared to go visit Paris by myself. Like, I am a strong, independent woman, but when it comes to, like, touristy things, I just want to be with someone. And that's when I start thinking about my fucking ex. If you did not listen to the last episode, trust me, you have to go listen to it, because I reflexioné. Like, I started thinking about everything this man did, and I told myself, I want to be friends with him. I want to be friends with him. No, I don't want to be friends with this person, because he really ruined. He did shit to me. He did shit to me. And so that's the thing that I hate about my brain, is that I erase everything. Every bad thought, every bad thing that person did to me. And I say, oh my God, I want to be friends with him and I want to go text him. But no, now I'm going to go listen to that episode, my last episode. And it's going to motivate me to not want to create a friendship with this person, because it was so bad. I don't understand what I'm doing with myself. But that's the thing. When it comes to traveling, or you're in a different, completely different country that you've never been before, or you just don't know anything about, you're going to automatically think about, oh my God, like, this would have been so fun if he came with me, or she came with me, or they came with me, you know? Like, I hate myself because I always think about it. And then yesterday, I fell asleep. Well, I was about to fall asleep, and then I saw this TikTok. It's always the TikToks. Late at night, and I started thinking about my ex, and I'm like, I started crying because I was so upset, not the fact that we broke up, but the fact that I stayed. Like, I'm over them, but I'm not over it, all the things that person did to me. I think the only thing that's giving me power in this situation is that I know that he feels really shitty about what he did to me. And so he's going to be thinking about me forever, and it's going to hurt him. It's going to hurt him. Like, that's the good part. He's never going to find someone like me. Oh my God. Ow, oh my God. Right when I was like going into like another topic, my camera decides to have no space. Anyways, what I was going to say, guys, did you hear the new Taylor Swift album? I don't like it. And I think that she should spend more time creating her albums. Like, I'm not saying it's bad, I just, the lyrics is not good. They're not good. I don't find them entertaining, and I don't know, like, no, even I was like so hyped because I was like, oh my God, featuring Post Malone, but it was so boring. Like, I fell asleep listening to the album, literally. I feel like Taylor, like, Swifties are gonna low-key kill me, but like, I feel like she is releasing so many albums too fast, that she's not thinking about what she's making. She's just putting out. Like, I get it. Like, it's iconic that she can do that. But at the same time, it's like, girl, relax, chill. Sit down, listen to the album, and then release it. Please. Also, Harry Styles may be releasing a new album. Thank you, please. I am in Europe. I am able to go to one of the concerts because, guys, I think I'm just gonna end it here because I have so many like thoughts. I was so tired an hour ago and now I'm like hyper. I don't really have anything important to say. I think it was really fun hanging out today. Hopefully the story has made sense. I'm gonna edit this today right now. Hopefully uploaded tomorrow, because I want to go early to to Paris. Oh my god, why am I studying so much? I want to go early to Paris. I want to go to a boulangerie. And I want to get my little coffee and my little pastry. And I love that. And I want to do that. And I want to meet up with Ceci because I haven't seen her in like a week. And I love her so much. And she's like leaving to Madrid, which honestly breaks my heart because she's everything to me. And it kind of sucks. I guess I just told my media of the week the Taylor Swift album, even though like I did hear it. I'm just not a fan of it. The 1975 I've been listening to a lot, way too much. And it's actually, it's making me happy. Let me tell you some songs that I have that I've been listening to. Obviously, Settle Down by the 1975, Robbers, Girls, Falling for You, Love Me, A Change of Heart, She's American, Somebody Else, The Sound, Paris, The Song, People, Frail State of Mind, Me and You Together song. Like, the list goes on and on. It's so good. The song Milk, everything. The song Sex, Medicine, the 1975. The 1975, the song, is magical. From a whole other universe. It's so good and I love it. So listen to every single song that I just said. And I'm gonna say that I love you so much. Guys, I gotta go. I just wanna say that I love you so much. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. We're gonna hang out every Monday, if you did not know, whenever I post. I love you so much. The moon and back. And wait, don't leave yet. I have to give you a little kiss. Mwah. Love you. Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.